Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted you're with us this hour, and you know that because I tell you that every hour. And I am particularly delighted because I need to say hello to some folks. So for those of you who live in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, from which we broadcast weekly, and I hope that you'll come and visit us in the Berkshires. This is a glorious place to come and visit. And particularly between, I'm going to say, April and early November, or really right through Thanksgiving, if you're not a winter weather person. If you're a winter weather person, then the time to come is in the winter because we are surrounded by what they would call in Europe ski stations. We refer to as mountains where you can ski. And it's skiing for the whole family because the mountains in Berkshire County are not so high that they are frightening to beginning or intermediate skiers or people who are trying to help their children learn to ski. And, you know, we've got it all. This is a 12-month-a-year destination. But for those of you who prefer to be here in the most glorious months that are not glorious winter months, find your way to Berkshire County between April and Thanksgiving. And there are so many world culture class wonderful things to do all year round. This is not one of those places that opens Memorial Day and closes down Labor Day. And I happen to be in a big bookstore in Pittsfield called Barnes & Noble. And Pittsfield is the heart of the heart of Berkshire County. If you drew a target over Western Massachusetts, you'd find Pittsfield dead center. And nearby is this bookstore that I went in to find the travel aisle because, as any of you who have listened more than once know, I have been diligently working on finalizing my first travel guide, 1001 Reasons to Visit Ireland. So I like to keep up with how many Ireland books do bookstores have on their shelves and that sort of thing. And I went to visit the travel guide aisle. And there I met Joe and Donna from Pittsfield, who were looking for a travel guide on Hawaii, specifically for Kauai, and I promised to say hello. Nicest people, you meet the nicest people when you go drag yourself around the bookstore. It was just grand. But while I was there, I picked up a couple of more guides on the shelf about Ireland, which only validated for me the reason that I'm writing my guide, because I'm convinced that the people whose names appear on the cover as author of these guides have never been to the places they talk about, or they could never say the things they say about those places. And I'm always knocked out by what's put in that I've never heard of. And why would that even be mentioned? Wasting pages. And places that ought to be in that aren't mentioned. And, of course, I found out from my good friend, Joe O'Flynn, whose family owns Rathsalla Country House in County Wicklow, Ireland, one of those must-visit places in the world. When I said to him, Joe, why do I, maybe one out of 15 different travel guides will mention Rathsalla Country House? And he said, Stephanie, I love when he talks to me like I'm four. Stephanie, don't you know how these things work? If you don't pay, you're not in. We don't pay. I said, well, you have to worry, Joe. That's not the way I do business anyway. I want my audience to know about the best. And you know well, if you've listened even more than once, that my mission is to introduce you to destinations and suppliers in the destination, and that's hotels and car rental companies and also attractions and events that I believe if you go to those places, you partake in what they offer you, you will go home enriched, enhanced, inspired, and uplifted, and somehow know you are better people because of the experience you just had. And that's the criteria that we apply to who gets invited on the show to talk with me. Because I want, and you know, 2 weeks ago we celebrated our 15th anniversary. We're now in our 16th year on the air. I have never one time gotten an email or a phone call or met somebody in a public appearance who said, how could you have had that place on the air with you? It's just awful. That's because we're really careful about how we place our invitations. And today, I am so thrilled. In fact, I've just given myself chills beginning to think the thought in my head and express it to you, to be at the newest addition to a spectacular place to spend your time when you are in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts, because we have a brand new hotel that has opened and it is just gorgeous inside. And it is lovely on the outside. And when you look outward, every angle you look at in the front, you are overlooking a gorgeous mountain view. And from the back, you think you're in Colorado. Just incredible. So we're going to go off and talk not only with the owner and visionary and president of Tool Companies, Joe Tool, but he's also building a small empire, growing bigger every year in Berkshire County, of hotels that you'll be happy at every single one of them. I promise you that. So we're going to talk with Joe Tool right after this.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
I'm delighted to be sitting in what could be at one moment a conference room, a place for a meeting, a place for a cocktail reception, a private reception, a place for a party, at the Marriott Courtyard in Lenox, Massachusetts. By the way, directly in line as you are leaving and pulling out of the parking area onto Route 7 in Western Massachusetts, directly across from Chocolate Springs. So I have to tell you, you can score big, 2-for-1, being in this destination, because you will have a wonderful experience at the hotel. And then right across the street, take your mouth to Chocolate Springs, because I have to tell you, I did that last night. And I've got a sack of chocolates in my room, which I am going to eat very sparingly and savor every bite. Thank you, Joe, making time for us in your very busy schedule. Because I know you have a very busy schedule.
I'm supposed to say yes, but it is. It's pretty busy these days. Pretty busy.
Yeah, well, you now have four properties.
That's true. I have four children. I have four properties. And
you have four dogs?
I have one dog.
What kind of dog?
One dog. Yeah. Raymond, his name is.
Raymond. I love
And everybody
dogs
loves Raymond. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and of what breed does Ramoth arrive?
We're not sure. We think he's really kind of a mixed breed. He was a...
To your rescue dog?
Rescue dog.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
Beautiful
what
dog.
Does he
beautiful
look
dog.
Like?
Wonderful. Oh, he's got beautiful conformation. He's beautiful. He's really
How
a very handsome dog. In fact, sometimes when I'm in the car and we drive somewhere, we get a lot of looks. And I keep saying, it's the dog, Joe. It's the dog.
How many pounds is
Raymond? How many pounds?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, then how tall is he? Give me an idea.
How tall? Well, he comes up to, sort of a little above my knee.
Okay, so he's kind of the size of my Springer Spaniel.
Yeah, I would say it's about a Springer size, yeah.
Long floppy ears, pointy ears, what's he look like?
Well, He actually has kind of a turned-up nose, so we think he has a little Basenji in him.
Oh, okay.
And then, but his skull seems to be a little bit of a pit bull.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful coat, golden.
And how old is Raymond? Do we know?
10 years old.
Oh, yeah, you're on borrowed time, yeah. Fella.
I know, but he runs like a banshee.
Yes, that's and
really
may that continue.
Yeah, he's in great shape, and we hope he.
Yeah.
Has a good,
I far good too life. Often run into somebody who's just lost their dog. And I don't mean got lost in the woods. I mean in the euphemistical term that Malachi McCourt would be very upset with me for saying lost instead of he died. Because he's very straightforward, you know. And has just written a new book, Death Need Not Be Fatal. So you should read it.
I like the title.
It's supposed to be hilarious. Oh, he wrote A Monk Swimming. Which has nothing to do with monks and nothing to do with swimming, but when his brother was Frank McCourt,
yeah,
wrote Angela's Ashes.
Angela's Ashes, yeah.
But they were born in Brooklyn, and when the father moved the family back to Ireland, to Limerick, which was the frying pan to the fire, and they would go to church, the Hail Mary, what his ears heard was not amongst women, he heard, you know, blessed amongst women. So when he wrote this book, and that's the title that he used. But, you know, there's a reason I brought him up. What couldn't it have been? I've completely lost that train of thought, but I'm good at that. But, oh, I know why. Because we're talking about dogs dying. You know, it's a very difficult thing for people when they lose that furry member of their family. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back and talk about the newest addition to the empire of hotels in the Tool Companies group here in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid, or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619. 6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Have you heard about Lufthansa German Airlines' non-stop service from 21 North American gateways to their hubs in Germany? How about this? You can fly to Munich or Frankfurt non-stop, visit, do business, add a holiday onto your business trip, and visit the world. Here are just some of the airports you can fly non-stop to Europe with Lufthansa. Which one works best for you? Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York's JFK Airport, Newark's Liberty Airport, Orlando, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, or Washington, D.C. And Lufthansa is now flying the world's largest aircraft, the Airbus A380. Fly A380 daily service on Lufthansa to Germany from and to New York, Houston, Miami, and San Francisco. Lufthansa, recently voted by Fortune as one of the 5 most admired airlines in the world. Start planning your trip today. Visit Lufthansa.com. Lufthansa, non-stop you. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Rock the bus, I don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the bus, I don't tip the boat over. Rock the bus, I don't rock the boat, baby.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of being in the company of Joe Toole, president of Tool Companies, which owns and operates, and I love family-owned and operated businesses because while you will find hotels worldwide that are well-run, the people are professional, you'll be well looked after, there is an element that you cannot put your finger on, that you can't really scientifically define, but there is an element that comes into play when there is a family-run operation. You feel the warmth, the passion, the caring, the sincerity. And if you travel, you know, a lot of times in Ireland, I'll travel to a lot of castles and manor houses and hotels that are family-run and operated. And then you get to one that's managed by a corporation. And while it is immaculate and everything is done properly and the people at the front desk are welcoming and whatever, you You feel it. The minute you walk in, there is this layer of coldness that drops in that separates you from the guests. And I don't know how, where those threads of that tapestry get pulled out of the tapestry, leaving you, you still got a blanket, you've still got an image, but there's something missing. So let's talk first, Joe, about what are the properties now in Tool Company's domain, and where are they located?
Well, as you know, I started with the Chambéry Inn.
That was the first? No.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
You didn't have the...
No, I had the Chambéry Inn, and you...
Oh, yeah, I came. It was 2004.
A wonderful sit-down. We kibitzed, and we talked all about the
The word is kibitz.
Sorry?
We kibitzed.
Well,
you have the accent.
Irish. What can I say?
I know, and you're adorable, and I love you for it. You have the accent on the wrong syllable.
Oh, all right. Okay, I'm making a note of that as we speak.
We sat in one of the accommodations at the Chambéry Inn, which was formerly a classroom. It had a blackboard, and on the blackboard there were the notes from the previous visitors telling the next visitor what a wonderful stay they had. Oh, Joe, don't ever tell me anything you want me to forget. I catch more people in lies.
Listen, I won't even think about it in fear that you might read my mind.
My clairvoyance has not gone that far yet. But it had like 20-foot-high windows and a fireplace because the school room, there was a schoolhouse.
But you remember the story behind that. I was never in the business. I never had any ambitions to be in the hotel business. It really was
kind of
all very serendipitous. They were going to tear down the school.
What kind of business were you in?
Insurance.
Oh, that's right.
I was in the family insurance business, and they were going to take the school down because it had become functionally obsolete, been out of use for years.
Catholic school.
Right. And my grandfather went there the first year it opened in 1885, so it was a little bit personal. And I owned a piece of land on the main street in Lee and moved it there. And then when I got it there, I said to myself, what am I going to do with this thing?
Berkshire County.
I had no idea what to do with it. And then I think I came to the idea that maybe it'll work as a B&B.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back because that's a story worth knowing. We're not going to take a quick commercial break. What are we doing? Oh, okay. We're on location. It's not the studio. Things aren't as quite as scientific. So you've got a little backstage going on here. So when you got to the point where you decided, I can't allow this antique, historic schoolhouse become a pile of wooden beams, and if I remember correctly, the church was going to have to pay to have it demolished and carted away. So they sold it to you for $1.
That's right.
And then it cost you, what, $10,000 or $100,000?
Well, at the time, I think it was about $50,000 for the move. And then,
to jack it up and move it.
Yeah, and then I'd put a foundation on. And then I said to myself, what am I going to do with this? You know, maybe offices. But at the time, the economy was pretty bad, and there was no demand for offices. So we went the country Inn B&B route. We named it after the city in France where the nuns, the original nuns that's, that actually taught in Lee for well over 100 years, hailed from. They arrived at the train station right next door to the building. So there's a little bit of irony there. And so that's where it started, and then...
And I still remember there's stairways going up, and there were two of them. They also walk, up and down, as stairways would do. But they're not the up stairway and the down stairway. They're the boys' stairway and the girls' stairway.
That's right.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and come right back and talk more with Joe Toole from Toole Companies about their hotels in Berkshire County, Western Massachusetts. Stephanie Abrams here. Don't leave me.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
Ever since our voyage of love began, your touches thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
With a cargo full of love and devotion. the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Don't tip the boat.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades, Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cocktails for two, as we enjoy a cigarette, to some exquisite chansonette. Two hands are sure to slyly meet beneath.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
My head may go really, but my heart will.
I have the pleasure and privilege of being at the brand new Marriott Courtyard in Lenox, Massachusetts. For those of you who listen all the time, you'll recognize keywords like Berkshire County and Lenox and Lee and Stockbridge. In fact, James Taylor just performed at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. And every time he performs, one of the songs in the program will be the one Sweet Baby James, written about his nephew, who was his namesake, when the baby was born. And he was either on his way there or on his way back from visiting family and the baby. And he mentions being on the road to Stockbridge. And when he says the road to Stockbridge, the 18,000 people who are there at this concert go up in a great hooray. I never quite really understood why exactly, but, you know, it's kind of a moment. And James Taylor actually lives down the road a piece from where we're sitting in Lenox. He's, I think, in West Stockbridge. But there are a lot of writers, composers, musicians, artists of every kind of media, from performing arts to visual arts, in Berkshire County, because this is an amazingly inspirational place. And if you could use a good dose of inspiration, you need to come and visit us. And you've got four choices of places to stay in Berkshire County that are part of Tool Companies. And we're talking with Joe Tool, president of Tool Companies. Let's just name, what are the four places that you have?
Well, we had the Shonberry Inn, but that's been taken over by an employee of ours. And so we have the Yankee Inn, which is a 97-room property in Lenox. And we have the Hampton Inn and Suites. That's a property we built was open for business in 2018. Then we have the Yankee Extended Stay Suites, which is in Pittsfield.
What happened in 2018? We didn't get there yet.
Did I say 2018?
Yeah.
2008.
Oh, okay.
See, it's that one.
You're rushing
these ones,
my life away.
It's
here.
Because of all these ones and sevens that we've been talking about, you know. And then we... So that's,
how many rooms is in the Hampton?
The Hampton has 80 rooms. And...
I'm a particular fan, as my audience knows, of Hampton Inn.
It's a great brand, and it's tucked into. We just set aside 111 acres as a in a conservation restriction, and we're calling it the LFX Tool Wildlife Preserve, named after my late brother. And we dedicated that a couple years ago, and we're just in the process. In fact, there's somebody out there today doing a plant study so that we can put the bridges in.
So is the FX Francis Xavier?
That's right.
What's the L for?
Lawrence.
I was going to say Lawrence, but I thought I would, you know, not be. You know,
whenever you see the name Tool or O'Toole in Ireland, you'll see a Lawrence, because there was a famous saint, Saint Lawrence O'Toole, from Ireland. So you'll always see the two together. Back in the day, whether that's still relevant today, I don't know, but certainly.
Listen, I thought the name Attracta was a name that was, you know, invented by Attracta Linden's mother. She works for Dooley Car Rental here in the U.S., until we were driving around Wicklow, County Wicklow, Ireland, and we came across two different churches, St. Attracta's Church.
Wow.
And I thought that was just some, you know, creative invention for a pretty baby that was just born. But no, it's the same.
Amazing.
All right. So we've got the Yankee Inn. We've got the Hampton.
I was just telling you, yeah, we have the Yankee and the Hampton that are next to each other. Right. And then we've dedicated this 111-acre parcel, for the public access. And we're now putting in bridges. So there'll be a little over a mile walk.
Wow.
Which gives people access to the four ponds that we have on the property. It's a beautiful property.
Wow.
So that is something that's in the process of completion. And then, of course, today we have the brand new Marriott by Courtyard here in Lenox.
Okay, and how many rooms are here?
92.
Oh, that's very cool. And, you know, it doesn't look that big. I mean, the architecture is so nicely done. That
right.
If I, you know, just had to guess, I'd say 50 rooms.
You know, I have to give credit to the architect.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
He really is a very talented guy, and he was able to tuck that fourth floor behind a mansard, which really, really reduced the bulk, and made it look much more.
You expect
more.
Madeline to come walking out of your front door, because it's very Norman chateau-looking in the front. There are buildings in Paris that have that same look.
Right.
It kind of, you know, squared off top with even the little, I don't know if it's wrought iron or it's made of resin. I mean, I can't tell. I'm on the ground. But on the top of the building, you have those little, like a little picket fence looking thing that, you know, is typical in French architecture.
Right.
It's really lovely.
I believe it's French Second Empire. And there's a lot of public buildings in the Berkshires. So we use that as a way to get the approval to try to show that we're reminiscent of buildings that existed and continue to exist here in the Berkshires, in the late 19th century, early 20th century.
Yeah, there's some beautiful popular architecture design in this county. Some really beautiful architecture in the county. And this really does, you know, it is outstanding for the way the design was created, the landscaping. And from the front of the building, the view of the Berkshire Hills is magnificent. I can't wait to drop by and be at your front door looking out across Route 7 in October. When that mountain comes to life in the most amazing way, you know, it looks like looking into a fireplace. But I mean, you've got that. But in the back, it reminds me of places in Colorado with all this natural stone going up the hillside. It's just gorgeous.
It really turned out great. And of course, what you're looking at is the result of a lot of blasting, and then we crushed the stone. We used a lot of the stone on the property, but as it turns out, it really adds a wonderful natural feature and a sense of privacy. And really something that we really didn't plan in terms of the ambiance, but it's a happy result of a lot of blasting and land reconfiguration.
I don't, you know, it's to some degree on a, of course, it's a much larger scale than doing something in your house. And, you know, sometimes you have to do things in your house like wiring and plumbing and things that go into the floors and walls that you can't see. And it's such a major expense. You know, it's so much more fun to just go out and buy a quilt and some curtains and you can actually, you know, carpeting, you can see it. But when you look at the expense, you're saying blasting and whatever, and I'm looking at this and saying, oh my goodness, what the bill had to be to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, but you look what you've created. I mean, it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
It's really gorgeous. And, you know, we live probably only because it's country roads and you have to drive through Pittsfield and the traffic signals 20 minutes away. If we didn't have, you know, if we got on a highway and got off, we'd be 2 minutes away. You were so clever, Joe, to say, why don't you come over and sleep overnight and we'll meet in the morning? Because you really can't know a place unless you have experienced it. You can walk through, but you won't It's like, you know, you see a house, you walk through it, maybe you walk through it more than once, you buy it, and then you move in and find out all the things you didn't notice when you walked through. So I noticed so many amazing things, and the one I want to mention now, and then we're going to come back to more specifics about this property shortly. When we were here last night, you have this wonderful outdoor furniture. You have this lovely outdoor patio. It's backed up against this hillside that looks like Colorado. And you've got this big stone fire pit that was lit. And you had a good, I don't know, dozen guests sitting out there around the fire, enjoying themselves. And that was so delightfully beautiful just to watch. I didn't have a chance to sit out there, you understand. But I got it. You know, I got the whole. I have already decided I'm going to park and sneak around the back and just sit there from time to time. You won't even know I'm there. But
you're welcome anytime.
Well, thank you. It's very nice to have the invitation.
We love to have people come in off the street and enjoy the property. They don't need to stay, but just come in and visit.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back because there's two things we've got to talk about. Don't leave me to Stephanie Abrams.
We'll be so glad we're both alive. Then maybe fortune will complete the plan that all began with cocktails for two.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford, Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Long Crew Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Have you heard about Lufthansa German Airlines' nonstop service from 21 North American gateways to their hubs in Germany? How about this? You can fly to Munich or Frankfurt nonstop, visit, do business, add a holiday onto your business trip, and visit the world. Here are just some of the airports you can fly nonstop to Europe with Lufthansa. Which one works best for you? Atlanta, Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Houston, Los Angeles, Miami, New York's JFK Airport, Newark's Liberty Airport, Orlando, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, or Washington, D.C. And Lufthansa is now flying the world's largest aircraft, the Airbus A380. Fly A380 daily service on Lufthansa to Germany from and to New York, Houston, Miami, and San Francisco. Lufthansa, recently voted by Fortune as one of the 5 most admired airlines in the world. Start planning your trip today. Visit Lufthansa.com. Lufthansa, non-stop you. Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Beyond the sea, somewhere.
There's 2 things I want to run through. The first one is we're here with Joe Tool, in case you're just joining us. Joe is the president of Tool Companies, which owns hotels in Berkshire County. And the newest gem in the crown of the Tool Company's hotel properties is the Marriott by Courtyard in Lenox, Massachusetts, right on Route 7. So conveniently located to base yourself to visit everything from Williamstown to Sheffield. You're right dead in the middle, and you can get around the county easily. And you are literally from here, I'm going to say, well, from here to the parking field we park in at Tanglewood is a five-minute run. So, you know, if you're going to Tanglewood this summer, this is the place to be. Maybe you can run through the features and benefits, amenities, and whatever that people should know about staying here at this Marriott Courtyard property, especially the bedding, the linens. What a good night's sleep. Comfortable, terrific. And we got to talk about where you got that crinkled top thing that goes over the top of the duvet, the quilt.
Okay.
That's gorgeous. I want one of them. So let me know where I can buy one. But
we'll get you one.
Talk to me about what's here. What should people know?
Well, I think you've covered a lot of it, and I would defer to you those comments about the room in particular, because I think that's important.
Who picked the decor? First of all, your woodsiness, the wallpaper and the backlit murals of woods and birches and trees and the carpets. The flooring throughout is gorgeous. Is that something Marriott picked out?
Well, not really. We had a designer from Rhode Island that I've used in the past. He did my restaurant, Astor's. Do you remember Astor's?
I do.
Steaks and
Rubber.
Yeah.
I went to Astor's more than I go to the place that's replaced it.
Oh, thank you so much. But
I guess we didn't go enough because you closed.
Yeah, there wasn't enough of you.
I should have come back more often.
They're a firm out of Rhode Island, and there was kind of a collaboration between those designers and the design and construction team at Marriott. So, there were some bumps.
Fabulous
because,
job.
Artists have their own views, and, of course, the corporate people have their point of view, but I think we eventually struck a very very good balance, and I think we got a really great outcome here.
Oh, yeah, and the tones, the colors, they're so in keeping with what you look for in this county in terms of a kind of creative quietude.
Oh, very good.
It's not so quiet that it's boring and puts you to sleep, and it's not so out there that it jars you awake, but it's just, it's gorgeous. It's just gorgeous.
Thank
it's
you.
So beautifully done. And you've got this nice bistro here.
Right.
I was so surprised because I asked last night, do we need to go out for breakfast or can we grab a bite here? Because we know we're going to be meeting you. We're going to be meeting Mayor Desai, who is the general manager, also a member of the family.
Yes.
And so he said, no, you can eat in the bistro. And I thought, oh, okay. And I had a, what do you call that? A frittata?
Yeah, the egg white.
Oh, it was fabulous. And I was halfway through when I realized, I should have taken a picture of it. So I have to do it again another day to get a photo. Because it looked like something you would get in a fine dining establishment. It was so beautifully presented. This was not something I expected in a courtyard. At a Marriott by the side of the road, as gorgeous as it is, I didn't expect something that looked like, the chef in the kitchen really cared.
Thank you. Oh, yes, he does. And we're very excited about the bistro. We think we can develop it even further.
And there's a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me that, or I would have thrown in a bathing suit, and I would have been in that swimming pool last night. So
uh-huh.
We have to do that, too.
Okay.
I'll come with the bathing suit, the change of clothes, and then go out with my marshmallows.
Wonderful.
By your fireplace.
Wonderful. I'll look forward to that.
So you can go to Marriott.com, I'm sure. Is mm-hmm. there another shortcut to find this particular property?
Yeah, as you said, you can go to the Marriott.com and look in Lenox, and we'll come up. Also, our website, which is Berkshire's Courtyard. That's
Berkshire's
plural.
Courtyard.com.
.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have about 20
and
seconds.
One other that might be more easy to remember, and that would be BerkshireInns.com.
Oh, that's good, too. BerkshireInns.com. Okay, so I now have about no seconds whatsoever. Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
You just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.